Describe a traditional celebration you enjoy in your country. 1. Is it important for children to learn traditional festivals at school? Yes, it's important for children to learn about traditional festivals at school. Nowadays, people can become too focused on learning about and adopting other cultures, and they can easily lose sight of what makes their own culture unique. So, it's necessary to learn about traditional festivals. Through learning about these festivals, children can gain knowledge about their country's history and social customs. This can help them better understand and respect their cultural traditions. Later on, they can pass down their country's cultural heritage more effectively. 2. Do children like to learn about traditional festivals? Yes, I think children like to learn about traditional festivals. Not only are these traditions probably somewhat familiar to them already, which makes it feel special to learn about in school, but they get to celebrate their culture in the classroom. Schools can organize a range of art activities related to different festivals to enhance students' understanding of them. For instance, during the Dragon Boat Festival, students can learn how to make zongguizi. These activities are often captivating, so children love soaking up all the knowledge about traditional festivals. 3. Why do people hold events to celebrate? It seems to me that people hold celebratory events for various reasons, but the main goals are to show joy, create unforgettable memories, and build stronger bonds. For example, personal achievements such as weddings or graduations are often celebrated with family and friends to share the happiness and mark the special occasion. Similarly, people also celebrate annual holidays like National Day by inviting friends to join in the festivities. These events provide perfect chances to catch up with friends and strengthen relationships. 4. Are traditional festivals disappearing? I would say that traditional festivals are not disappearing. Instead, people are placing a greater value on them. In the past, due to globalization, people were fascinated by the culture and festivities of foreign countries, like Christmas and Valentine's Day in the West. However, we're now gradually recognizing the significance of preserving traditional culture. And as a result, various media outlets and schools are beginning to promote our own traditional culture. For example, China's Valentine's Day is gaining more attention, indicating that traditional festivals are not disappearing. 5. Is music important in traditional festivals? Yes, music is a huge part of traditional festivals, as it sets the tone for the celebrations and helps shape the culture. Without music, traditional festivals would feel incomplete. Actually, each festival has its own unique music that reflects its meaning and significance. For example, Jingle Bells is synonymous with Christmas, and singing Christmas songs during the Qingming Festival, meant for honoring the deceased, would be inappropriate. So in this sense, the significance of music in traditional festivals can't be overlooked. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。